And next, self-respect expressed through harmony with one's own conscience. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you're on good terms with your own conscience, you'll never be able to make the fullest use of applied faith. The Creator very wisely set up for you a judge advocate to whom you can go at all times to know what is right and what is wrong. And there is no sane human being in this world who doesn't know at all times what is right and what is wrong, unless he has choked off his own conscience and killed it by neglect in being guided by it. That's the one thing that will kill it off. But you do have to be on good terms with your own conscience. Keep on good terms with your own conscience. Let it be the dictator. And there are times when you'll have to make decisions as a result of your conscience that'll be very unprofitable to you. Make them. Go ahead and make them without any hesitation. If your conscience doesn't back you up, don't do it. If your conscience backs you up, go ahead and do it. Don't ask anybody, because you don't need to ask anybody. That's why the conscience was given to you. It was given to you to guide you, to make sure that you'd make no mistakes. The man who kills off his relationship with his conscience, sooner or later, it comes into difficulty. Now, to create a mental attitude favorable for the expression of faith, here are the things you to do. And incidentally, the mental attitude, your mental attitude is the lever, the pump handle, or the lever, or the valve through which you control your power of faith. It's the only thing that you do control. To create a mental attitude favorable for the expression of faith, first, know what you want and determine what you have to give in return for it. Know what you want. That's step number one in creating a positive mental attitude, which is the warp and the woof of all there is in connection with applied faith. Next, when you affirm the object of your desires through prayer, let your imagination see yourself already in possession of it. Third, keep your mind open for guidance from within. And when you are inspired by hunches to move on some plan created by your imagination, which leads in the direction of that which you desire, accept the plan and act upon it at once. Don't neglect these hunches that you get. They're rich with opportunity, richer than you may think. Sometimes you'll get a hunch that seems quite foolish, because it leads you in a direction that you never thought you wanted to go. Remember always that there can be no such state of mind as faith without appropriate action. Faith without deeds is dead. Action. There must be eternal action behind the things that you go after if you're going to make use of applied faith. And next, when overtaken by defeat, as you may be many times, remember that man's faith is tested many times, and your defeat may be only one of your testing times. Don't accept it as anything else. Therefore, accept defeat as an inspiration for greater effort and carry on with belief that you will succeed because you deserve to succeed. If you don't believe you deserve to succeed before you start out, you might just as well start. And next, any negative state of mind will destroy the power of faith and result in a negative climax. Your state of mind is everything, and you alone control your state of mind. There may be times when the circumstances will make it difficult for you to control your state of mind. As in the times of death in connection with a loved one, it'll be very difficult for you to control your emotions, to not feel the pangs of sorrow. Very difficult. But if you practice, you'll get to the point at which you can control your mental attitude at all times.